Hop, hop, Power 92, and you check here. And right now on the telephone all the way from, where are you calling from there, Maury?
I'm just sitting up here in the current affair office watching these fresh-legged, aggressive reporters just do the show.
I love it. We have Maury Povich.
I like that kind of sound you got, Chucker.
Hey, listen, we're loving your sound.
Where'd you learn that from?
Well, that's what we want to get into here, you know. I was quite flattered when I heard that yourself and your staff wanted to do a little feature on the Chucker's Playhouse.
I'm thinking about it.
It all started back in Yankton as a youth.
Yankton?
Oh, yes.
I happen to know Yankton.
Well, it's a beautiful part of this country.
It is.
You know, and as a young lad, I'd play DJ in my bedroom with my friends. We'd spin the 45s, and we'd talk them up.
I like the sound, kid.
That led to an intern job at a small radio station down there.
Well, we all started a 5,000-watt radio station.
Oh, this one was 500. And, you know, I think the youth of today doesn't realize that in order to be a successful broadcaster, one must really pay a lot of dues.
Well, now, look, Chucker, in order to get on a current affair, we got to have some sex in this story.
Well, I could get into that a little bit. You know, there was one night there when I finally got the overnight show at this daytime.
Those all-night shows, that'll do it to you.
Oh, I tell you, those yanked-in housewives in the middle of the night making some hot milk would call me up, and it was just crazy. You know, I saw your feature on Sin City there.
Yeah.
Many people don't realize, but Yankton is quite a hotbed of filth.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, you see, we went up and did Vancouver in Canada. They're still after us.
Well, one day I got a phone call down in Yankton from Mr. Goldfinger. He's the general manager here at Power 92.
Right.
And he had heard through various channels about this overnight guy that he felt could be more of a journalistic type.
So he hired you?
He flew me down here. Well, actually, he put me on a Greyhound, but he got me down here to Power 92. And it's been a slow climb. I noticed it's like your success. It took a little while. It started to bubble. And
absolutely.
Suddenly it blew wide open.
Absolutely.
You know, it's quite
a lot of people don't understand. Everybody says, you know, this overnight success. I said, well, this rocket expended a lot of fuel.
Exactly. You know, and here I am now. It's, you know, I'm dealing with it, though. It's a day-to-day thing.
Success is tough. It's very fleeting.
Wink in the kids in the playhouse. Look for that feature on A Current Affair.
You got it.
Well,
bye-bye.
We thank you a lot.
All right.
And we really respect you. How long did we get that feature rolling here? Because I got to do a little pre-promotion on it.
Well, we'll let you know.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Gotta run.
Well, listen, once again, thanks a lot for the time.
My pleasure, Chuck.
And, hey, if there's anything I can do for you to help the show, you know, maybe I need to talk to the secretary.
Okay, bye.
Once again, hello.